On this Wednesday afternoon, you're listening to the Closing Market Report. We are now joined by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. We have a lot of ground to cover today, Drew. So let's start in South America, where I'm interested to know how the corn crop is coming along, both in Argentina and Brazil.
Yeah, the crop in Brazil looks very, very large. They've had absolutely perfect weather almost the entire growing season, and it looks as though they're going to continue to get some timely rainfall along with seasonable temperatures for at least the next 2 weeks across a big part of the country. The one area that doesn't get much rain is an area that's already saturated from moisture resulting from rain last weekend. So there are no areas of serious problem in Brazil. And in Argentina, they keep getting a very good mix of rain and sunshine. They still have good subsoil moisture as well. There is an exception in the southwest corner of the country, but it's not much of a soybean producing region as much as it is some late corn that's produced down that way. But we're only expecting a very small shaving off of the yield potential for that crop.
If I recall correctly, you've been telling us that there will be a series of rainstorms that make their way across the Midwest. Another one is coming right now. What concerns do we have with it?
Well, for that one, it's going to be a combination of the flooding issue that's going to be exacerbated along with livestock stress, which is going to be quite serious, and also travel impacts across the area from Colorado, Wyoming, and parts of Nebraska through the heart of central and eastern South Dakota into Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin. We will be seeing a very impressive event. The winds are already increasing across this area. We've got a little rain and snow already beginning to evolve. By the time it's all said and done, 12 to 20 inches of snow will be on the ground from much of that region, and we will expect to see several counties in eastern South Dakota and west central into southwest Minnesota ending up with 20 to 30 inches of snow. This will be heavy wet snow and wind-driven snow. So the animals out there are going to really feel that they will see the snow pile up very quickly onto their fur, and it will become a very heavy snow on their backs. We're a little concerned about the heavier snowfalls and the potential that some of these animals may end up wanting to lay down during the storm, because travel across the ground is going to be very difficult. The wind's going to be horrendous, and the snow is going to be blinding. So if they do lay down, then there's that risk that they could end up having trouble getting up and not being able to breathe. So it could be an issue. Now, a lot of ranchers out there have been aware of the storm coming for several days, and hopefully they have moved their herds to areas where they can service them as quickly as possible, and hopefully they can hold off on any of the death potential there. As far as flooding is concerned, the moisture content in this storm is going to run 1 to 3 inches from South Dakota and parts of Nebraska through northern Iowa into Wisconsin and southern Minnesota. That's on top of ground that's already in flood. The James River in eastern South Dakota at major flood already. Southern Minnesota also reporting many rivers and streams in major flood stage. So adding 3 inches of moisture on top of that, even if it melts slowly over the next 2 or 3 days, it's still going to create more problems for that particular area.
Okay, thanks for the update. We sure appreciate that, and we'll talk with you again next week.
All right, have a great day.
Hey, you too. That, of course, is Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Wednesday afternoon. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.